Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Friday and time for another slice of fresh bread. So we're in John chapter 18, and I'll begin reading in verse 1. We're just going to cover 11 verses. Now when Jesus had spoken these words, that's the upper room discourse concluded with the high priestly prayer, John chapter 17, he went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley, where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met with his disciples there. So Judas, having procured a band of soldiers and some officers from his chief priests and the Pharisees, went there with lanterns and torches and weapons. And then Jesus, knowing all that would happen to him, came forward and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." And Jesus said to them, "I am he." Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When Jesus said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. So he asked them again, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." And Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. So if you seek me, let these men go." This was to fulfill the word that he had spoken, "Of those whom you gave me, I have lost not one." Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. So Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword into its sheath. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me?" Here we have this movement of Jesus from the upper room, I guess is they came out through the gate of Siloam. They walked up the Kidron Valley. Now listen, I've done this on numerous occasions, and when you look up to the sides of the Temple Mount, the walls would have gone up hundreds and hundreds of feet from the depth of that valley. Likely, it was a full moon, obviously, because of the time of the Passover. And not only was it probably a moonlit night, but they went to a very familiar place. Opposite of the eastern gate was a garden of olives, a garden of Gethsemane, a garden with a oil press. My guess is probably owned by the father of John Mark. Maybe even owned by the man who owned the house with the upper room where they had been. But it's a place that was familiar to them. They had often stayed there when Jesus would come to Jerusalem, so Judas knows right where to find him. You can see that Jesus is sovereignly in full control. He uses the reference to Yahweh, "I am he." Twice he does it. Maybe Peter has a permit for concealed carry because he has a sword. Very likely he carried it around with him, maybe for protection for the group because they're out sleeping on the sides of the hills and all kinds of people have come. That would include burglars. But when these come, Peter instinctively reaches for the sword, cuts off the ear of Malchus. Now that's not because I think he was looking to cut off the ear of Malchus. I believe that's because he was trying to split his head wide open. He just misaimed. In the providence of God, he slices the ear. Jesus, of course, will heal the ear. And then he makes the point, "I am going to do the work of the kingdom." This work of the kingdom is not done by the power of man's sword. There's a place for man's sword. It's called in the government. But in our church, we move with another sword. It's the sword of the Spirit. So he tells him to put aside his sword. He not only heals, but now he says, "You put this aside. I have come to drink the cup that the Father has given to me." Now we know from other passages of the gospel that he had already asked, "If there's any way that this cup can pass from me, let it pass from me. Yet not my will be done, but thy will be done." And now he knows there is no way for the redemption of God's people to take place without Jesus drinking to the bottom the cup of divine wrath that is to be poured out upon all the sins of all of his people for all of eternity. So he's headed to the cross to drink that cup. No use stopping it. In fact, this is the hour he has come for this purpose. Jesus was born in humiliation to go to the cross of humiliation and be buried in a borrowed tomb. And he humbled himself that we might be exalted through his redeeming work. Well, what will happen next? We'll follow the path of Jesus through this monumental next 24 hours. Amazing things will take place. And the most amazing of all is the glory of Christ at the cross soon to come. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.